What I'd like to do with the five chords on the E, these are the five chords on the E string. We're gonna re- I just want to review the fingering, right? Do it in the key of A. So first I'm gonna say the fret numbers, and then I'm gonna say the fingering, right? The fret numbers is 5x665x. So there's a bunch of numbers. We'll give you each number sequence in turn. So the frets are 5x665x. The fingering goes 3, 4, 2. So from bottom to top, finger 1, then 3, then 4, then 2. From bottom to top, it's 1, 3, 4, 2. You get that, right? All right. Now, in terms of intervals, the intervals are 1, the 7, the 3, and the 5 of the chord. All right, good. Then moving on to the 7th chord, A7. The fret numbers is 5x565x. That's right. And then the fingering goes 1, 2, 4, 3 from bottom to top. Right? And then the intervals, last but not least, the intervals are 1, flat 7, 3, and 5. That's right. Minor 7 is 5x555x. The fingering is 2 and 3, 2, 3, 3, 3. And the intervals are 1, flat 7, flat 3, 5. Perfect. Now we go to half diminished. The fret numbers are 5x554x. Perfect. So again, the fret numbers is 5x554. The fingering is 2, 3, 4, 1. And the intervals is 1, flat 7, flat 3, flat 5. All right, then we get to fully diminished. The fret numbers is 5x454x. That's right. And the fingering I like to use is 2, then 1, 3, 1. So finger 1 will bar strings 4, 3, and 2. So 2, 1, 3, 1. And then the intervals finally for that is 1, double flat 7, which is also 6, flat 3, and flat 5. So how to practice those? Give yourself 1, 6, 2, 5s in both major and minor. I'll explain. Like C major 7, a 1, 6, 2, 5 is C major 7, A minor 7, D minor 7, G 7. I'll write it down if you want. You have your harmonized scale chart. You could just follow along the 1, 6, 2, 5 column. In this case, we're going to do C major first. So I'll, perfect. So you look at the C major harmonized scale, and the 1, 6, 2, 5 is C major 7, A minor 7, D minor 7, and G 7.
I can see that.
And that's what you're going to use to practice these. And we'll do it together. The C is going to be, you have to map out where the roots are on the sixth string. C is going to be at fret 8. Just play the roots first. We're not going to worry about the chord yet, just the roots. C is at sixth string, 8th fret. Where is A?
Here,
you're exactly right, 5th fret. And then where is D? 10th fret, that's absolutely right. And where is G? You got it. So the fret numbers are 8. 5, 10, and 3. Now, you're going to have to move around a lot, but that's practicing. That's what this is, just practicing that. So 8, 5, 10, and 3. Now, you have to keep track of majors and minors. So at fret 8, where you do C major, you got to do a major shape, the first one on the sheet. It'll sound like this. And then you move to A minor, which is at fret 5, and it's, you know, all at fret 5, so 5x5. So, but going back to C, the frets were 8x998x. In A minor, the frets were 5x555x. And then for D minor, it's that same shape. You just drag it up to fret 10. So 10x10x10x. In other words, keep the same shape that you had for A minor with fingers 2 and 3. And just drag it up to fret 10. That's right. And then last but not least is a G7. So that would be frets 3x343x. Reminder there, the fingering is 1, 2, 4, 3. And we're going to play that over and over. And you can do it at any tempo. It can be two bars each, One bar each, a half a bar each. We're going to do two bars each to give you plenty of time to switch. All right, from C major 7. All right, so do it with me. Make yourself do it in time. If you're not quite ready, just hang on anyway. Keep your spot. I'm going to give you two bars each, so it should be plenty of time. All right, so here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. C major. And now here's A minor at fret 5. And then drag it up to fret 10 at with fingers 2 and 3. And now fret 3. That's probably even a little fast. I probably just went a little too fast, so we'll slow it down even more. I'll give you four bars each, so you have plenty of time. Here we go. 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. Start thinking about where that A minor is. 4, 2, 3, and then we hit it. 2, 3. Start thinking about the D minor at fret 10. 1, 2, 3, and then here it is. And that's 2. Here's 3. Start thinking about the G7, which is going to be at fret 3. And here we go. Yep, and just keep, yep, your hand will work it out as you go along. And here we're going to go back to the C, 2. Just correct on the way as you go along. Here comes the A minor. Got two more bars of A minor and then D minor at fret 10. 2, 3, 4. Two more of those and we're going to be at fret 3 for G7. And if you have like a computer software like iReal Pro or something, you can program those chords on a loop and do adjust your tempo and practice it like that. The part is to do a minor 1-6-2-5. So we're going to take, let's take A minor. So you have to look at the harmonized scale 1-6-2-5 thing. And so we're going to do A minor 7, F major 7, B half diminished, and E. It's going to make you move around quite a bit. But those are the breaks. You're only doing one set of strings now, so you got to move around a lot. And so A minor would be 5x555. Five. F major 7 is going to be 1x221. Nice, good. And then B half diminished is going to be at 7x776. Sounds like we're playing bingo. Just to review, I'd use fingers 2, 3, 4, 1 in that order, from bottom, from nearest my face to near to furthest away. Yep, and then for the E7, you don't even have to go all the way up to fret 12. And, you know, that's just what you gotta do. So it would be 12x, 12, 13, 12, x. Let me clarify a little bit. On the I stand corrected. On the harmonized scale chart, the 5 chord it says E minor 7, right?
Yeah.
But in a minor progression, everybody almost always makes the 5 chord into a dominant because it sounds so much nicer. So we have to do a little bit of music theory here. You can play A minor, just listen for a minute. And then do E minor 7. There's nothing wrong with that, but 9 times out of 10 people are gonna go an A minor 7 and then an E7, sound so much more colorful.
Yeah.
Like that. So that is so commonplace that when you say a five chord in a minor, it's just understood that it's going to be a dominant. So I didn't clarify that, but we're going to play E7. Right, that's right. And there's going to be one. The plot thickens a little further down the road, but I'll save that for another couple minutes from now. So for now, A minor 7, F major 7, B half diminished, and E7. All right, let's do it. You can write it down. Write it down if you want. It's quite a lot of jumping around because you don't have the other fifth string, the other string to go to yet. But you will. Let's try and do it. Four bars each. Plenty of time to think about. Notice, by the way, after the first two bars I spend getting my chord right, like while I'm playing. I don't expect perfection right on beat one. Second two bars, you should already be thinking about the next chord that you have to go to and kind of visualizing. You notice I did that with you? You know, like by the time we got to the third bar of the A minor, I'm going to be talking about the F major 7, but you won't go there until two bars, but you're conceiving of it ahead of time. So you're always thinking ahead. This is what you have to do. All right, here we go. So first we start at A minor 7. It's going to be 5x555. Fingers 2 and 3. All right, so 4 bars each. Here we go. 2, 3, 4. That's 2. That's 3. Now I'm starting to visualize the F major 7 at fret 1. Here we go. I'm at F major 7, fret 1. Half diminished. And then here comes the E7, 1, 2, 3, 4. Which is 12, 12, 13, 12. Now back to A minor. Here comes F major 7 at fret 1. B half diminished at fret 7. And E7 at fret 12. And back to A minor, 2, 3, go. Here comes the F. Before the plot thickens a little, when you play jazz, the sixth becomes natural. So I'm gonna in a jazz 1-6-2-5, this F major 7 becomes F sharp half diminished, and so yeah, it becomes F sharp half diminished. You can practice it the way we did it, but this new way of doing it, listen to how it sounds. Way, you know, you when you hear, it sounds much more natural that way.